Seattle on the world stage.
Northwest News Radio is covering the World Cup. The crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington. Here's Scott Cardy.
We are just 6 days away from the first FIFA World Cup match in Seattle Monday. Today, the perspective of a business owner who's preparing for a very busy few weeks. Juice Jones is owner of Occidental Hall, the closest bar to the front north steps of Seattle Stadium. We start by discussing that the security cameras in the stadium district will be on.
You know, I'm excited that we're bringing all this to Seattle. It's obviously once-in-a-lifetime experience to have the World Cup here. And with the cameras on and the security, I mean, there's a lot of things to take into consideration, but absolutely security is hugely important, and we want to make sure all of our guests and patrons and visitors and everyone remain safe.
There has been some talk of different states looking at expanding the hours, but as it sits right now, it's still 6 a.m. to 2 a.m., right?
6 a.m. to 2 a.m. As of right now, I haven't heard anything specific that it's changing, but there's been other talk of expanding zones in which people can carry open containers.
Juice, at the hall where you are, you're smack dab right next to what will be named Seattle Stadium. How do you plan for such an event?
Our primary focus is to focus on our basics and provide the best service possible. We're going to have to staff up. We're going to have to extend our hours of operation. But in terms of, you know, going outside and doing anything different than we normally would do, we're just making sure that we're ready to handle the volume and really just stay in our lane and do what we do best.
Talking with Juice Jones, the owner of The Hall. There's the Queen Anne Beer Hall, and there's The Hall, which is right next to the soccer stadium. There will be obviously a lot more security. Do you have concerns about your patrons being able to get in?
There will be added security in a larger perimeter. So things are just going to take longer, and I think if you plan ahead and are prepared for that, you're going to have a great experience.
What's the record for the number of kegs you guys have gone through in a day?
Great question. During one of our home Seahawk playoff games, we went through 60 kegs.
So. Wow. That's a lot of beer.
It is a lot of beer. What's really interesting, and it's not just, you know, the 4+2 matches we're going to have here, but I think throughout the entire World Cup, there's just more soccer fans that are in Seattle visiting, and I think there's just going to be an increased interest in the game that it's here. More casual fans will be coming out and watching, you know, the U.S. games or supporting, you know, their native countries. So I think we're going to see, you know, an increase throughout the whole thing. We may not have necessarily one big record day, but I think the combined days is going to be pretty phenomenal for all the businesses around.
What's it look like in terms of reservations for events?
We're getting reservation requests for all the U.S. matches right now. We've got companies that are booking watch parties, you know, fan bases from Argentina and Germany that have been reaching out to us to come watch their matches. You know, given our three locations, Queen Anne, Occidental, and even Moss Bay and Kirkland, we're expecting all locations to be pretty live and jamming.
That's Juice Jones, owner of the hall locations he mentioned, including Occidental Hall. A chance to really hear the perspective of a business owner covering the World Cup in Seattle. I'm Scott Cardy.
Seattle on the world stage.
As the World Cup comes to town, Northwest News Radio covers the crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington. Special reports all day on Northwest News Radio, 97.7 AM 1000.